You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's been a snag in building a dome over in Burke Park. As the folks at ODOT, the county as well, have said, nope, it's a bit too tall. It's a too tall structure. You're going to have to lower that structure. We can't give you a permit. And, well, the good friends, the Gallics, Ed and Peg, who've been on the show before, you know, when you get one Gallic at your doorstep, that's one thing. You get two Gallics at your doorstep or your office lobby, you got a whole other set of problems going on. And the double Gallics looked into things, and they said, now, wait a minute. The old Ford plant had smokestacks going up 300 feet. There was no problem there.
Look at what the I-team found out about the skyline around Hopkins Airport.
The State Department of Transportation denying a permit for the Browns to build a dome virtually next door. Concerned about it being too big and so close with planes taking off and landing.
So we dug up old video of what had stood on that site for decades. A factory with smokestacks soaring into the sky.
In fact, the seal of the city of Brook Park even includes smokestacks and an airplane.
At this meeting, a Brook Park councilman even raised the issue of the state saying no to a dome, yet for so long, smokestacks had practically cast a shadow on the airport.
So the stacks would have been 43 feet taller than the current proposed stadium.
And is there any kind of a safety difference between smokestacks and a building?
Absolutely none.
Ooh, boy. Audio courtesy of Fox 8. Tone, when the Gallics are snooping around, you better mind your P's and Q's over there, buddy boy.
Well, you said at the beginning to set that up, you said the county. Originally, it was ODOT, right? It was the Ohio Department of Transportation that issued the letter. Now, it was either, what, the city or the county that urged them to reject
this? I believe it
this.
Was both.
Yes.
But was Ronayne involved at all?
Yes. Yeah, but it was okay. ODOT that so you just got to be clear that it's
okay.
The state,
but the urging,
that actually rejected
did
it.
Did they look into it, or was the urging coming from who? The urging, as we understand, came from the city and the county.
But this came after
the FAA had cleared
it. They had approved
everything.
It.
Yes.
But ODOT did not approve it. So
correct.
What needs to happen
But
here?
We're talking about airplanes in the air, and I think when you hear ODOT, you think cars on the road,
and
right?
Exactly, and when the FAA is like, nah, all good to go, you go, okay, we got the all clear. The pattern is not full. We got the okay to build this thing, and then all of a sudden this pops up. We have more on this.
We got
this
a little
on.
More on this.
Let's hear it.
We turn to commercial pilot and flight instructor Robert Katz. He points out the FAA did a detailed study of plans for the dome and determined no hazard to air navigation.
The city of Cleveland raised concerns, and now the state has said no permit to build the dome. The I-team has requested records from the city and the state asking how did they determine building a dome would be a danger for air traffic. And we obtained this email from the state to the city asking, in effect, are you sure you object to this? Quote, can you reevaluate the proposed structure based on the current FAA determination, an FAA finding of no hazard?
The airport director wrote back, the position of the city has not changed. Officials with the State Department of Transportation say they will be meeting with leaders of the Browns to go over why they denied the permit. There are several options officials from the Browns can now take, including appealing that decision. As a pilot, would you be concerned about this dome?
So long as FAA has greenlit the proposal, then I am 100% confident.
So what can audio again, courtesy of Fox 8, can we dig deeper and build it lower?
Or can we just pay the right politicians to hammer this through?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Button, but that's please. What it
reckless
sounds
speculation.
Like.
Oh,
is that not how politics work? Is that not what's been happening?
Well, you heard just that, come out and say
in
it like
city
that.
Council
why
meeting,
can't I?
The Ford smokestacks were 43 feet higher than the current proposed dome.
I love it over here. You're like, Ken, we got to make sure. And then you're like, well, you got to make sure you pay the right politicians. Yeah. Like, whoa.
That's typically in this state how things get done, especially when it comes
to.
In
a lot of states.
As somebody who covered the state legislature, I can with confidence say that that's how things get done in this state. I think there's about 7 documentaries right now on Netflix that speak to that.
As a wise man once said, everybody down on the ground.
But do we need 2 more documentaries on Ohio politics to get how this stuff works?
You're supposed to dance around it. You can't just come out and say it. There's a dance to this tone. You can't just come out and say it.
Which campaign contributions we have to make sure this. I think this will get done. I don't think this is going to be a big. I saw some headlines when this came out originally like, oh my God, is the project in jeopardy? I'm like, not only is the project not in jeopardy, I'm pretty sure some politicians are going to get taken care of.
But Tone, it gets done on appeal because you can't just come out and say that public safety is for sale.
I wonder what's going to change the minds, the hearts and minds of the people that are going to ram this through eventually. I wonder what's going to happen.
Tone.
I wish I had some influence over this. Then my bank account would be better.
You do. In some ways, you do.
Monetary influence over this?
Listen to Chris Matthews over here. This is some strong stuff.
I'm pretty sure everything's going to be okay. I'm pretty sure this will be on time.
But could you...
Will it be on budget? That's another question.
Could you dig deeper, though? Not in the story. I mean, could you actually just dig deeper? And go, okay, we're going to get it underneath this threshold here. Let's go ahead and...
I'm sure there's 1,000 technicalities that'll eventually get hammered out here.
Is this going to be like a speakeasy where it just looks like a house on the ground level and then you knock on the door and you walk down
that'd be great
70,000 person seated
or if they left like an excavator on site and you have to turn the key a certain way and then all of a sudden you'll walk through one of the big front loaders.
It's going to turn into the beginning of Get Smart. I mean, I've seen Batman enough to know if he's able to get it out of the cave. I mean, you could do something like that. Just need a place to put 65,000 people and have one of the best concourses, the biggest concourse in the NFL, and the biggest fan wall in all the NFL.
It did seem like the Haslams, the Browns, were totally stunned that
weren't you?
That any of this happened.
I got to tell you, I was flummoxed.
The reason is because obviously the Browns have done such a good job in making sure to cover all their bases, doing all the due diligence, you know, all the research. They've hired the top consultants, the people that have built these stadiums and have been able to get this stuff through. They basically, you know, utilized all of the right people to get this done. So I think they were stunned that there would be any last minute obstacles here. And this is one last minute obstacle. Well, because remember, the timing is everything here, because they want to break ground and have the football field, the dome, ready to go by when? 2029.
That's what you would think. And again,
they can't afford to have any delays.
The lease runs out after the 2028 season. So if you're delayed, how long are you delayed? Okay, what are the Browns going to do? Do they have to pay an extra year to stay at Hindenburg Field? What do they have to do there? Is that one of the plays that are there? Like, if you delay this thing long enough, maybe they give you an extra. I don't know how that works.
And now you can see, like, the people that feel wronged by all of this in this contentious battle between the city, the county, and the Haslams. I mean, I could see them trying to squeeze out as much money as possible.
I think the people who feel wrong, though, are not necessarily in City Hall or in the county offices. I think there might be people who feel wrong who are just waking up and making themselves some coffee listening to this right now, getting ready to go to work. I think that the other people might just be trying to save some face here.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.